And happy Election Day, Mike Broomhead.
Oh, it's finally here. Happy Election Day, Jamie. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with me this morning. Of course, we're going to talk about the primaries all morning long, 9:05, about 40 minutes from right now. We'll be talking, or 50 minutes from now, we'll be talking with Stephen Richer, who is the county recorder in Maricopa County. We are going to start there with election integrity. I want to take you back. I've maintained for a very long time that the audit of the Arizona elections in 2020 was necessary, but was done completely wrong because they hired the wrong people to do the job. I had maintained that from the beginning. I thought both sides of the political aisle had complained enough about election integrity that we needed to do a full audit. So the state of Arizona hired someone. They hired a company called the Cyber Ninjas out of Sarasota, Florida. And as I've said before, they may be, well, they're not around anymore, but they may be very good at what they do. I apologize. So we have the Cyber Ninjas get hired. They may be good at what they do. I've mentioned this before, and this is the analogy I used when it came to this group. My primary care doctor is, in my estimation, the best doctor in town. He's been my doctor for over 25 years. That's why I go to him over and over and over again. I was diagnosed about a year and a half ago with hypertension, high blood pressure. I know, my calm personality, hard to believe I have high blood pressure, but I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. So I went to see him. They gave me some meds, tried to sort it out. It didn't work. Does that mean my doctor's not a good doctor? No, it means he doesn't specialize in that. So I had to go see a specialist. When you have something severe, you go to a specialist. My doctor's a great doctor. When I broke my leg, he sent me to an orthopedic surgeon. And when I broke it again, he sent me an orthopedic surgeon. And when I broke my shoulder, he sent me an orthopedic surgeon. And finally, he said, just, you know, stop. But you go to a specialist. The Cyber Ninjas don't specialize. They had never audited an election before. They were already predetermined to say that the election was fraudulent. They said they could prove it. So they weren't unbiased. They were biased from the minute they walked in. So everybody out there, and people on my side of the aisle get very angry with me when I talk about this. You should be the angriest. If you believe that there was election fraud and it was provable, you should be angrier than I am. Because you believe that there was fraud and these people couldn't find it because they were the wrong people to hire. So we have gone after, as a society, we have gone after the attorney general. We have gone after the sheriff, the former county attorney, the entire board of supervisors, the Maricopa County recorder, past and present, and said that every one of them at some level is in on this fraud. The Attorney General of Arizona, Mark Brnovich, sent a letter to the Honorable Karen Fan, and I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to read some of it. On April 6th, I forwarded my first report responding to complaints received in our office from Arizona State and numerous other concerned individuals alleging election fraud. And he talks about the department that did the investigation, the Election Integrity Unit. This letter serves as notice that we have now concluded our criminal investigation related to the deceased voter allegations. Specifically, we received numerous complaints regarding allegations of dead voters during the 2020 election, including those presented to us by you on September 24th, 2021, following the completion of the Cyber Ninjas audit. The specific complaint alleged that 282 individuals who were deceased prior to October 5th, 2020, voted in the November 3rd, 2020 general election. After spending hundreds of hours reviewing these allegations, our investigators were able to determine that only one of the 282 individuals on the list were deceased at the time of the election. All other persons listed as deceased were found to be current voters. The next line is hilarious. Our agents investigated all individuals that Cyber Ninjas reported as dead, and many were very surprised to learn that they were allegedly deceased. He goes on to talk about other allegations. Three reports were submitted to the EIU, that's the Election Integrity Unit, that combined alleged 409 dead voters. One additional report making no distinction between dead voters and dead registrants included 5,943 registrations. Once again, these claims were thoroughly investigated, resulted in only a handful of potential cases. Some were so absurd, the names and birth dates didn't even match the deceased, and others included dates of death after the election. While our office has successfully prosecuted other instances of dead voters, these cases were ultimately determined to be isolated instances. So, this is what I've been talking about all along. We have enough contention in our electoral system. We have enough. We have enough between us with our political differences. Now, at what point? At what point do people concede that the? If, I'm not, and I want to be very clear about this. This to me is not an indictment of the character of Senator Fan. I believe that Senator Fan hired the company that she had to hire in this whole thing, and the company they hired didn't know what they were doing when it came to election integrity, when it came to election auditing. I'll go back to my doctor analogy. I had severe high blood pressure. My doctor, who I trust with my life and have for over 25 years, said, "You need to go see someone that specializes in that." And I did. Great cardiologist here in town has been helping me now. It's under control. It took a while to get the meds right. It took a lot of things that had to happen. But I had to go to a specialist, and they had to adjust meds. They had me on one medication that made my mouth so dry I couldn't even talk, which many of you might like. So you go to a specialist. You go to someone that specializes in this. When you hear, and it was the truth, that this is the largest audit of an election that's ever happened in this country, why would you trust it to a company that's never done it before? They are still in violation of court orders in turning over documents. They say they're broke. They disbanded the company. We don't know if we'll ever hear this. And the taxpayers of Arizona are paying for it. Now, again, the taxpayers of America paid for the nonsense that happened when they investigated Trump for 4 years, when Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and their two committees in Congress spent millions of our tax dollars investigating these claims that turned out to be bogus about a Russian hoax. So it isn't necessarily just about us spending money. It's both sides of the aisle. But this is not getting what you paid for. This is when the cyber ninjas, this is proof they didn't know what they were doing. And I would say to my friends on my side of the aisle that believe the cyber ninjas and that the election was stolen, you've got to take a good hard look, not at yourself, but at the people that you believed. This company was a failure from the start. They ran an audit like it was a sideshow. People on the floor. There were rules that were broken from day one. You're not supposed to have recording devices on the floor. There's pictures of people doing tours and cell phones in their hands. They let a documentary crew in. They let them film the ballots and film everybody else to prove the election was stolen. And here you've got now this documentation. There will be people now that go after the attorney general here in Arizona and say that he's in on it now. That's what's going to happen, because there will be people that won't look at evidence. They believe in their heart something happened. And I will tell you, something may have happened, but the wrong people were hired to try to figure it out. If you do an audit, and again, if you've got nothing to hide, you know as well as I do, when you go into a courtroom, you've got a defense attorney that believes the client is innocent, you've got a prosecutor that believes that the accused is guilty, and then everybody presents their evidence, and people that are unbiased, and they have to promise to be unbiased, look at the evidence to decide guilt or innocence. This was a company that was hired, that walked into it saying, "We know this election was stolen, we know there was fraud, and we're going to prove it." And this is what's got everybody in Maricopa County upside down. And this is what bothers me. The reason why I'm so animated this morning is I love where I live. I love Phoenix, Arizona. I love the Valley, and I love this state. And when we are accused, when you hear our officials, the people in our valley, the people around town that are accused, not of being wrong, I'm wrong all the time. People can call me wrong, and if I'm wrong, I hope I'm man enough to stand up and admit it. It's not about being called wrong. It's about going after people's character. It's about Clint Hickman and having over 100 people outside of his house, one guy on YouTube threatening a citizen's arrest. It's about that kind of behavior. It's about people's character being attacked. Call them wrong all you want. If you think they're wrong, that's nobody should ever be told they're right all the time. But when you say somebody's a liar, when you say somebody's a cheater, when you say people have committed treason. When somebody says he's coming to Arizona to effect a citizen's arrest against a Maricopa County supervisor that isn't even from Arizona, this is what happens. This is why it happens. So everybody in Arizona should be upset. Everyone. And I will tell all of you, and I mean this very sincerely, if you are someone that believes the election was stolen in 2020, you should be the angriest that they hired this company to do it. This shows how inept they were. They didn't get the dates right. They didn't get the names right. They didn't get the death dates right. Birth dates, death dates, names. 282 people they said were dead voters, and there were so many people in Arizona that believed it. Now it's been debunked. What do we do? I just hope we can move on. Today's election day. Let's focus on the candidate. Let's pick a winner in every one of these races, and let's move forward. In a moment, we're going to talk about the Inflation Reduction Act, the Build Back Better program, and what's really in it. All that's coming up in just a moment.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
Hey, happy primary day. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with the show. There is so much to get to today, including our interview with Stephen Richer, the Maricopa County Recorder, to find out how Election Day is going around Maricopa County. He joins us at 9:05, 30 minutes from right now, so make sure you're here for it. We have got coverage all day long, including a special here at noon today. We'll be on the air till 11 o'clock tonight. I'll be back this evening at 7 o'clock to cover what we know and how soon we will know things. So all that's coming up. I do want to shift gears for a moment about the spending bill that's out. There was a bit now. I'm going to do a flashback first. I mentioned yesterday, and I've talked about this very often, that here you have the American people hurting. The federal government has got record money into the Treasury. Why would you take more money out of the American economy? Whether you think it's wealthy people and they can afford it, or why would you take money out of the American economy? Well, let's listen to a couple of people in the past that have agreed with me. One of the people that's responsible for this bill as it stands, because we don't know what's going to happen with Senator Sinema, is Senator Joe Manchin. This is what he said about raising taxes during a recession.
I don't think during a time of recession you mess with any of the taxes or increase any taxes. I can't look the people in West Virginia in the eye and ask them to pay a penny more until I know we're running this government efficient.
And I got to tell you, I never thought I'd say this, but President Obama agrees with me.
The last thing you want to do is to raise taxes in the middle of a recession, because that would just suck up, take more demand out of the economy and put businesses in a further hole.
That is a very, very moderate Democrat and a liberal Democrat both saying the exact same thing that we've been saying, because it isn't about right and left. It's about right and wrong. It's about policy. It's about what works. So Peter Ducey got into a little back and forth with Karine Jean-Pierre. She is the White House press secretary. And because there is a report that says that this will actually increase inflation.
So the Joint Committee on Taxation, which you guys heralded as an effective body when you were selling that infrastructure package, is not to be trusted here.
I said it is not correct because I will give you why it's not correct, because it is incomplete. The JCT report that we're currently seeing is incomplete because it omits the actual benefits that Americans would receive when it comes to prescription drugs, when it comes to the lowering energy costs like utility bills. It does not include that. And we have some experts, don't have to trust me, we have experts that say the exact same. Kimberly Clausing from UCLA, many key factors are left out.
So it's going to raise prices. It's going to raise, it's going to be more expensive in some areas, but you're going to get a break on prescription drugs, and it's crazy. So what's this all about? I've talked about this before, and whether you agree with the climate change agenda of this White House or not, and there are many people that do, I personally don't. But whether you agree with the agenda or you don't, is this the right time? Are we really going to raise taxes and put more regulation on the fossil fuel industry? Are we going to do that? Well, look no further than Chuck Schumer, the leader in the Senate. Here's what he said about this.
By a significant margin, our bill will also be the largest package on climate change ever passed by this Congress. By our analysis, this bill will cut greenhouse gas emissions by approximately 40% by 2030. That's a lot. And independent studies corroborate this. According to a new study by the nonpartisan Energy Innovation Group, the Inflation Reduction Act would not only create at least 1.5 million new jobs by 2030, it also affirms that our bill will achieve approximately 40% greenhouse gas reduction by the end of the decade.
So the scientists have been wrong about climate change since the 1960s. They've been wrong about it. Every prediction they've made has failed. None of these predictions have come true. Go back and look. And so you hear from people, well, science is so much better now. Well, then don't go back to the 1960s. Go back 10 years ago. Go back 15 years ago. Go back during the 21st century, they've been wrong about their predictions. So now, not only is Chuck Schumer going to spend American tax dollars raising taxes in one area, putting regulations and higher restrictions against in the energy industry, which is going to cost all of us more. This is my problem. The energy industry, oil, gas, by the way, coal, making a big comeback right now because of what they're doing to other sectors in the energy world, coal making a big comeback. These industries are going to pass that cost on to the American consumer. That's what everybody does. And yet they're continuing down this road. The timing couldn't be worse. The American people on the backside of COVID. Now we've got this two consecutive quarters and we're in a recession, inflation through the roof, and they're doing everything that's counterproductive. It makes me crazy. Coming up in just a moment, Gatos joins me. It's the Big Q Poll question of the day. And then just after 9 o'clock, Stephen Richard, the Maricopa County Recorder. So please stick around.
The Gatos Big Q Poll Question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Hey, good morning, Gatos.
What time am I picking you up today?
For what?
We got to go to our Dropbox tailgate party. We got to make sure there's no fraud.
Oh, did you read the letter?
Which letter?
The letter from Brnovich to Senator Karen Fan.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Did you read it?
I sure did.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. That's my cue.
Can I read my favorite line of the letter?
Please.
Before you do the cue? My favorite line of the letter is this. Our agents investigated all individuals that the cyber ninjas reported as dead, and many were very surprised to learn they were allegedly dead.
Oh, my gosh, man. I don't know what people are thinking these days.
Well, the thing is that, and I feel bad. I feel bad for the people that believed that we had an audit that was done by a company that knew what they were doing.
Oh, they were awful.
That's the problem. They hired someone. The analogy I've used is my doctor has been my doctor for over 25 years.
Yeah.
But when I got diagnosed with high blood pressure, he sent me to someone that specialized in that.
He sent you to somebody better.
Yeah, in that area. In that that yeah. specific area that specializes yeah. in that.
Karen Fan made a disastrous decision hiring these cyber ninjas, and then Brnovich, I don't know if he got pulled into it, if he had to look into it, or he wanted to look into it, or he wanted fraud because he wanted Trump to be, you know, his buddy and all that. But my goodness, let me read you the
cue. Let's hear it.
Your line is fantastic. I mean, that's my favorite line too. The cyber ninjas audit, and I use that term loosely, the cyber ninjas audit found that 282 dead people voted in 2020. AG Mark Brnovich concluded it was only one dead person. One. I think, A, the ninjas were dead wrong.
Yeah.
Come on, that's funny. They're dead wrong.
No, that's very funny.
B, the ninjas made a grave mistake. see, Brnovich to do a podcast called Nunchucks and Ninjas. The only thing more dead than that one person who voted is Brnovich's run for Senate.
Oh, wow.
I'll make a small prediction. I think he'll do a little better today than what people think. Even though he probably doesn't deserve it, I think he's actually going to do better today.
I will make another prediction that's not quite as bold as yours, and that is that there will be people on my side of the aisle that now are going to say he was bought off and he's in on it.
I think that's unfair.
But I think that's what's going to happen.
So, okay, so if they say he's bought off, what does that mean, though?
That he wrote this letter, but he knows that there was fraud.
No.
I'm just telling you what they're going to say.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised. All right, what time am I picking you up?
I'll be up here at noon.
All right, Dropbox tailgate party. You bring the pizza. I got the barbecue, baby. We're going to watch the Dropboxes. We're going to make sure there's no fraud.
Thanks, Gatos.
See ya.
The Big Q poll question of the day brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. Coming up just after 9 o'clock, Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer joins me.